starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Jeff!
Yes?
Honey, there's somebody at the front door. Will you see who it is?
All right.
It's been so long since I heard that bell, I'd forgotten what it sounded like.
Someone looking for directions, likely. Nobody else would come to the front door.
Maybe it's a man with an electric refrigerator.
It's for you, Mom.
Who is it?
A man. He wanted to see you. I showed him into the parlor.
Thank you, dear.
Say, wait a minute. You didn't go and buy that electric refrigerator, did you?
Silly goose.
What did he look like?
Who?
The man. Who do you suppose?
Well, I don't know. Like a man.
Did he look like a salesman?
What's a salesman look like?
I'm Phineas Monroe, Mrs. Miller. Monroe Home Furnishings in Capital City. I happened to be in Calverton this morning on my way back to Capital City, and I attended the service at your lovely little church. I heard you sing, Mrs. Miller, and I've come here to offer you a business proposition.
Oh, well, won't you sit down, Mr. Monroe?
Thank you. I just have a few minutes. I'll come right to the point. Mrs. Miller, I think you have a beautiful singing voice.
Well, thank you.
Soft soapener.
Monroe's has a radio program. Monroe's Musicale, 5 evenings a week from 6 to 7. A 12-piece orchestra and a good male singer. Nothing highfalutin, mind you, just good down-to-earth music.
What's he selling, pianos?
Missy Miller, I'd like you to sing on our program.
You're not serious, Mr. Monroe.
I was never more serious in my life. I'll give you $100 a week and a 3-month contract with options. And you can start a week from Monday. That'll give you time to find a place to live in Capital City. Well, what's the matter, Mrs. Miller? $100 a week's a lot of money for a beginner.
Oh, no, it isn't the money, Mr. Monroe. Your offer's more than generous.
Well, what is it then?
Moving to Capital City, leaving the farm.
You won't have to leave the farm. You can spend weekends here. I'm sure your husband wouldn't mind.
My husband's dead.
Oh.
It's my son, Jeff, and his grandfather.
Well, that's no problem. Take him with you.
Easier said than done. Jeff's a country boy. I don't think he'd like the city. And as for Gramps, well, he was born on this farm, and his roots go deep. It would be like trying to move an old oak tree. However, I'll talk to them about it. Mm-hmm. Needless to say, I'm thrilled and flattered. But they are my family, and they've got to be consulted.
Well, that's fair enough. You know where to reach me. I'm sure neither of them, the boy or the grandfather, will stand in the way of your career.
Sit down. We got ourselves a problem, son.
I don't want to live in Capital City.
Well, it's not what you want, for me either. It's what your ma's got coming to her. She's young, pretty, and she sings like a meadowlark.
Well, she gets to sing in church.
Well, that ain't like singing on radio for $100 a week. That's a lot of money.
We don't need money, do we, Gramps?
Well, not much, you and me, but it's different with her. She won't have to sew her own dresses anymore.
Do you think Mom really wants to go to Capital City?
Well, I wouldn't blame her if she did.
But what about us?
Will you go along with it?
And leave you alone? I would not.
Let's look at it this way. What's your mom got here? Cooking and washing. Cleaning house, tending garden with a crotchety old man and a boy for company. Now, that ain't much. But mind you, she won't go if we tell her we don't want her to.
Good.
Is that what you're going to tell her?
Well, what do you want me to say? That I want to go to Capital City? That I want to leave you and Porky and everything?
Jeff! Dad!
Well, we got to face it now. Coming!
Gramps, what'll I do?
Jeff, boy, you gotta decide that for yourself. But don't worry, I'm on your team, whatever you do.
The gentleman who just came to call on me was a Mr. Monroe from Capital City. He has a radio program there.
Yeah, I heard it. It's not so much man singing and fiddles fiddling.
All right, Mr. Music Critic. Now, what would you say if I told you that he wants me to sing on his radio program?
Well, I'd say it was about time he got somebody good.
For $100 a week.
Golly!
But there is a catch to it. It would mean I'm moving to Capital City.
You mean I'd get to live in Capital City?
Well, just 5 days a week. We'd come back here for weekends.
Could I go to school there and see the movies and baseball games?
You mean you'd like to move to Capital City?
Oh, gosh, yes. That is, if you want to.
Oh, I'd love to. But I never thought that... What about you, Dad?
Me? Oh, no. My roots are too deep, Ellen. Moving a sapling's pretty risky business, but when it comes to an old tree...
That's what I told Mr. Monroe. Well, it's out. United we stand, divided we fall.
Hey, what are you talking about?
Well, you don't think I'd leave you here all alone 5 days a week?
And why not? Do you think I'm helpless? Since when do I need a petticoat around? Well, I can do things that I've been wanting to do for years.
Say we can go, Mom. Can we, please?
Well, all I can say is that, given a little time, I could grow pretty fond of you, too. Well, all of which isn't getting dinner on the table. You two must be starved.
Well, you won't forget to feed my lizards, Gramps, and Herman.
Herman? Who's he?
You know Herman, my bullfrog.
Oh, yeah, yes.
The ants are all right. I'll take care of them when I come home Saturday.
Might be your ma won't find a place to live. Been gone since morning.
She'll find a place.
Maybe it won't be so bad. Give you a chance to learn big city life.
Who wants to?
Fireman's pretty hard life. Wouldn't hurt you to learn something else.
I'll bet I know 10 times more than those kids in the city. All that you taught me, Gramps. You think any of those city kids would know how to skin a woodchuck or pick a chicken? Do you think they'd know where to find turtle eggs?
I guess not.
Gosh, it's gonna be awful. Here comes Mom.
I think I saw every apartment in Capital City, and there aren't too many available.
Yeah, must have wanted fancy rents, eh?
Oh, you have no idea. I finally saw one place, small but clean, and the rent isn't outlandish. Present for you? You, with love.
Oh, thanks, Ellen, thanks.
Thanks, Ma.
Did you take it?
Take what?
The apartment.
Oh, well, it was the only thing I could find. But there's a catch. They don't allow dogs, dear. You'd have to leave Lassie with Gramps. It's asking an awful lot for you to give up Lassie. I know that. And if it's going to make you terribly unhappy, well, I don't want you to do it. Just tell me, dear, and we'll call the whole thing off.
Yes, ma'am?
Don't you know any better? Quit bouncing that ball against here. Sounds like an earthquake.
Yes, ma'am.
Where'd you come from? I haven't seen you around here before.
We moved in yesterday.
Well, you'll move out mighty fast if you can't learn to behave yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey,
what you doing?
Oh, nothing.
That's a dopey thing to be doing, nothing.
You go to school here?
Nah, no school now. It's summer.
Well, I might start school here, maybe. I got a ball.
So what?
You want to play?
Nah, I gotta go meet the guys.
What guys?
We have a club.
Hi, son.
Hi, Mom.
Sorry I was away so long. What'd you do with yourself all day?
Nothing much. Kid just came by, but he didn't want to play. That's all.
Well, you'll make friends soon. We've only been here one day.
Sure.
If it's any consolation to you, I didn't have such a happy day myself.
Why?
I don't know. Everything's rush, rush, rush. Well, come on in. Help me fix dinner.
Eat, will you? Oh, goodness. I don't know whether I'm a rotten cook or I just ain't hungry. You sure ain't much help when it comes to cheering up somebody. I'm going in the sitting room and read the paper. You can go along, too, but not if you're going to lay around like the end of the world. Okay, sulk if you want to.
40 miles!
I had a dream about you last night. We were down by the lake fishing.
Oh, it's you again. Whose dog is that?
Mine.
You get that ugly beast out of here. No animals allowed in this building.
She's not hurting anyone.
Did you hear what I said? You get that animal off the steps.
But
don't give me any of your back talk. You get her out of here immediately or I'll call the police.
Lassie. Oh, Lassie.
Does that child belong to you?
Why, yes.
Well, he's been making nothing but trouble ever since the day you moved in here. And now he thinks he's going to keep that ugly beast in the house.
My son is not a troublemaker. And our Lassie is beautiful. And we know that animals are not permitted in this house.
They are not permitted anywhere. And neither is singing and playing the piano at all hours. This was a decent, respectable house until you people moved in. And I want to tell you, I won't stand for it. You...
Just give me a few minutes and we'll drive Lassie back to the farm.
You mean we can stay?
Well, we can stay tonight.
Well, you found Lassie, too.
She found us. She came all the way to Capital City.
Well, I'll be a three-eared mule. I've been looking high and low for her since last night.
Say, what happened to your leg?
Oh, just twisted my ankle a little, that's all. It's nothing.
What about your hand?
Oh, this? Little burn. Pot handle. You know. Darned if I don't think you've grown. And you look good, too, Ellen.
You mean I haven't aged since Monday?
Gee, Gramps.
I figured to clean up Friday before you got here.
What difference does it make? I'll have it straightened up in no time.
And I broke that plate that Annie Caldwell sent you from the World's Fair.
One less thing to dust. Oh, come on. Out of here, both of you. I've got to get to work.
A million things to ask you. Did you feed the lizards?
Yes, I've had the lizards.
What about Herman?
Well, I've had him, too.
I sent for some airplane cards in the mail. Did they come? How I hate it.
That bad, eh? How about your mom? She having a good time?
I don't see how she could be. She goes to rehearsal, and then she comes back and practices, and then we sit around, that's all. Then there's this lady who lives in the house who's always yelling at me. Gosh, it's awful.
Well, between you and me and Lassie, it ain't been so good around here either. With you and your mom gone.
Hello, Jenny. Ellen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, just a little while ago. I'll tell you about it later. Listen, I want you to do something for me. Ring this phone as if there were a call coming in from the outside. Right. Thanks, dear. Bye.
Hi.
Oh, I'll get it, Dad. I'll get it. Hello? Oh, hello, Mr. Monroe. Oh, I'm sorry you couldn't reach me in town. I had to drive back to the farm for the day. Really? Oh, I see. Oh, no, of course I understand. No, it's perfectly all right, Mr. Monroe. Thanks for calling. Goodbye. Well, set yourselves for a shock. No more job.
What do you mean?
He's decided to continue the program the way that it was before, without a female singer. So I guess we move back here.
Honest, Mom!
Well, now, would I tell you that? No, Jeff. Not honest. Mr. Monroe didn't really call, but it doesn't matter. As far as I'm concerned, the job's over. I should have known that none of us could be happy, including Lassie, unless we were together. As for you, young man, the holiday's over. I'll bet your room's a mess. I want it spick and span before you go out to play.
Sure, Mom.
Oh, wait a minute. Before any of us do anything, there's something I've got to get off of my chest. Follow me. Now, I'm going to play and sing, and Lassie's going to bark, and nobody's going to stick her head out the window and tell us to stop. Ready? One, two, three.
Hail, hail, the gang's all here. What the heck do we care? What the heck do we care?